Today's daf is Yevamos, daf Pei Zayin. We are up to the last daf here in the ninth parak of Maseches Yevamos, and we will, Bez Hashem, get into Ha'isha Rabba today, which is really the next topic, as we have already alluded to the past couple of days. But right now we have Pei Zayin. We are on Pei Vav Mabez, as we are discussing the issues of Truma, which we've had a lot of discussions in this Masechta about issues of Truma. Why? Because Truma is a great litmus test in terms of knowing whether the marriage is still, whether it is a marriage, whether it's compared to a marriage, whether it still is a marriage, if it had been a marriage. So that's why that is always the litmus test that is many times described. That was a lot of discussions in the seventh parak. If you remember, the parak of sandwiched between a Habal Yevimto and Ha'arel, Perek Almana L'Kohen Gadol, that discussed all the different rites. And in this Perek, we have the different Mishnayos as well that relate. So today our mission is going to add a new dimension to the Halacha that we as yet have not referred to, and that is what happens if a woman gets married a couple of times and has a couple of children, and then some of the children die. The question is, what state is she left in? Because we know, as on the Daraisa level, a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, Kinyan Kaspo, Amar Rachmana. But if the Bas Yisrael's Kohen husband dies, then she no longer eats Truma unless she has a child. And vice versa, if it's a Bas Kohen at Li Yisrael. So, says the Mishnah, we will see different details of this mitzvah. Bas Yisrael, Shenisis LaKohen, Tochal b'truma, a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen is allowed to eat truma, that's a din d'araisa. We mentioned even on a d'araisa level, even after Erisin, it would be good enough. There's a red in your Kenyan Kasway after Erisin. But for sure, after Nisuin. Mace v'lohe menu ben, tochal b'truma. Also a din d'araisa. If the Kohen dies, but she has a child, so then she can still keep eating truma. But what happens then? Nisais the Levi. But then she decides to get remarried. And she marries a Levi. So tochal b'maaser. So now she can eat maaser rishon. She can no longer eat truma because now she's an Ashes Levi. No longer eat truma, but she can eat maaser. The Mefarshim say this Mishnah sounds like it's also similar to the previous Mishnah, like the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who says that maaser rishon is off limits to a Yisraelis. That's the impression that you get from the Mishnah. Nisais the Levi tochal b'maaser. Mace, what if her husband Levi dies? V'lahe menu ben, and she has a son from the Levi? So tochal b'maaser, she can keep eating maaser. Nisais li Yisrael, what if she gets married a third time? What do you mean? Katlanis. How could she get married a third time? So you got to come up with one of the answers of maybe it was clear that it wasn't because of her. Maybe it's like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says three, even though we said maybe everybody agrees in certain cases, Lamaisa were Machmir, by two, by Bikuach Nefesh. But we discussed this, at length, twice earlier in the Masechta, about issues of Katzlanis. Nisays Li Yisrael, she marries a third husband, the Yisrael, Lo Tocha Lo B'Shuma V'Lo B'Maiser. Now she can't eat anything, because she could eat chulin, but she can't eat truma and maaser because she is off limits. She is now an Eishes Yisrael. Meis v'lahe menu ben. What happens if her Yisrael husband dies and she has a son from the Yisrael? So then lo tocha lo b'truma v'lo b'maaser. She could still not eat truma and maaser because she's still considered in the world of being a Yisrael because of her child. Meis binami Yisrael. If her son Yisrael dies, so now we go backwards. Tochal b'maaser. So what's her last state that she had been in? Maaser. So she has, why? Because now she still has a son who's a Levi. So we go back to that state. Her three husbands have died. But now the Yisrael dies, now she goes back to being a Levi. Meis b'nami Levi, tochal b'truma. She goes back to eating truma because her son who's a Kohen is still alive. Meis b'nami Kohen, lo tochal lo b'truma v'lo b'maaser. And once her son Kohen dies, so now she goes back to her father's house, and she was a Bas Yisrael to begin with. So these details are not mefurish in the Torah, so that we'll see in the Gemara what the source is. The fact that even she's allowed to go back, she's not only Choseres Labeis Avia, she's Choseres even to a previous state that she had been in. So that halacha we will see. So that's one direction, a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen. Now we have the same idea in the opposite direction. Says the Mishnah on the top, now Pei Zayin. Bas Kohen, Shenisais Li Yisrael, Lo Tochal B'Truma. Bas Kohen the Meres Yisrael can no longer eat Truma because now she is Kinyan Kaspo of the Yisrael. Meis V'lahe Menu Ben, if her husband dies, Lo Tocha B'Truma. She could still not eat Truma because of the connection of the son who's the Yisrael. Niseis L'Levi Tochal B'Meiser. If she marries then a Levi, a second husband, then she could eat. She could eat Meiser. Meis V'lahe Menu Ben. Tocha b'meiser. If she still has a son, she could still eat meiser. Niseis l'kohen tocha b'truma. A next another husband. Meis v'lo imenu ben tocha b'truma. As long as her husband kohen or a child kohen is there, so that is good enough. Meis bina mi kohen lo tocha b'truma. Again, going backwards. Once her kohen child dies, then she can no longer eat truma because there's no vestige of her marriage with the kohen. Meis bina mi levi lo tocha b'meiser. If her child from the Levi dies, lo tocha b'meiser. And finally, meis benami Yisrael, choseres lebeis aviha. And if her child from Yisrael dies, then she could all of a sudden start eating truma again, because she goes back to beis aviha, v'yalzeh ne'amar, and that's the pasuk, v'shava el beis aviha kin ureha, milechem aviha tochel. So that is the din d'araisa. She could always return once there is nothing left. There's no remnant of her previous marriages. Good, so that's the din d'araisa, same idea in both directions. Says the Gemara, meis bina mi levi tocha b'truma. What the first case of the Mishnah say, that if her son, Levi, her son who was a Levi died, she can then go back to eating truma because of the previous marriage. Dehadra achla mishum bina mi nolan. How do you know that? How do we know that's the halacha? The Torah just says that she could go back to her father's house. So how do we know that even if she has a child, that's good enough to go back to? Rabbi Abba, Rav, we alluded to this earlier in the Masechta, and then we said, yeah, we're going to come back to it where Rav really says it. So here it is. Bas Ubas. Ubas Kohen. So that Ubas, so that's what we, where we darshan to include the child. Keman, Rabbi Akiva, the Darish Vave. Should we say that this Mishnah is limited to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who darshins Vavs? So we said, Rabbi Akiva darshins the Tagin, he darshins the Vavin, right? He darshins, minute details of the Torah. He obviously darshins everything else also. It's even the Tagin and even the Vavin. So should we limit the Mishnah? The Gemara says, no, Afilu Temer Rabbanan. Even if it's the Rabbanan who don't darshan every Vav, where Kula Ubas Kroyaserahu. The whole word is extra, not just the word. It could have mentioned it earlier that we were talking about a Bas Kohen, so therefore the whole word is extra. Rashi says, Dechsiv Elmine Ubas Kohen Tihiela Ishzar. Then right afterwards it says, Ubas Kohen again, so you don't need that. It could just say Vchitiya. So the whole word is extra, so even not according to Rabbi Akiva. Again, every, we think, seemingly extra, unneeded letter, mark, word in the Torah is just there, but we know, right? The Torah is divinely written, one of the Animamins, and therefore every tiny little, even the word S, we know the famous Gemara that we mention a lot, Es Hashem Elokecha, we mentioned this a couple days ago from the Aruch Laner. Es L'Rabos Tamidei Chachamim. Even every S, which has no translation, right? That also teaches us something. Every word is meant to teach us a message, teach us a halacha, teach us a drasha. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Kishehi Choseres, Choseres L'Truma Veino Choseres L'Chazei V'Shok. When we have this also, when a woman goes back to eating the truma from her father's house after having been married, she could eat the truma, but she cannot eat the kadshe kalim. She cannot eat the chazei v'shok, the special matanos that are given from every carbon shlamim to the kohen. Carbon shlamim is called carbon shlamim because it brings shalom, because everybody gets a piece of it. The kohen gets the chazei and the shok, the bialim get the rest of the meat, and the Mizbeach gets the Chelev, gets the fats. That's why the Karban Shlomim is the only one like that. Karban Chatas, Karban Asham, Karban Mincha, they're all Kachi Kachim. So only Kohanim are allowed to eat them. Only the Mizbeach gets it. So the only Karban that everybody gets a piece are Shlomims. So you have a Shlomim, you have a Toda, which is a kind of Shlomim, you have Meiser, which is a kind of Shlomim. Different halachas by each of these, but Karban Pesach, which is a type of Shlomim. Even though they're all unique. So Tana Rabbanan. So when she goes back, she can't partake of Truma, but she cannot partake of the Chazei V'Shok. And Amar Rav Chisda, Bar Amar Avina, Bar Sheila, Mai Kra. What is the pasuk? What is the source for this, that she cannot eat the chazen, the shok, she could only eat the truma? Meaning, the highest level of kudshim, once she's no longer a single bas kohen, so there is a vestige of the marriage. Right? We might have thought, just focusing on the halacha of truma, that's it, it's like she start where she started off. But now we're saying no. For something with a higher standard, for karbanos, so for that, she is excluded. Mikra, so the pasuk here, the Gemara here is going to quote five different sources. Let's just do the first one. He betrumas hakadashim lo tochel, bimuram min hakadashim lo tochel. She betrumas kadashim, it didn't have to say the word truma, what is taken off lo tochel, what is muram, what is removed from karbanos, that's the chazay and the shok, and she cannot partake of that. We will see, ironically, a little bit later on the Amud, that if she goes back because she has a Kohen son, let's say she is a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen, and then the Kohen dies, but she has a Kohen son. She's allowed to eat Chazay and the Shok at that stage. So the son gives her the ability to eat the chazi and the shok, even though her father, going back to her father's house, does not give her the ability to eat chazi and the shok. But that's the din. Sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. So one of the achronim point out, the fact that the language here uses mikra for a din d'oraisa is a little troubling. Why? There's a Ramban. I don't know if we ever mentioned this Ramban, but it's such a crucial Ramban. It's the first Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban in the Shrushim. We know the Ramban, before he lists off his 613 mitzvos, the Sefer HaMitzvos is a Hakdama to Mishneh Torah. It's really not a separate Sefer. The Rambam wrote Sefer HaMitzvos as an introduction to Mishneh Torah. As an introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvos, there's an introduction to the introduction. He wrote this Shrushim, which are the rules and regulations, what are counted as mitzvos and what are not. 14 Shrushim, 14 books in the Rambam. So, in the first Shoresh, that's where the Rambam says, you don't count mitzvos to Rabbanan. That's where he argues on the Bahag. The Bahag counts Hallel. The Bahag counts Netilas Yadayim. You can't count Mitzvot Rabbanan in the 613. That's the Rambam's Yesod. So the Ramban there, Kedarka Bakodesh, as he writes, that I'm not saying that I agree with the Bahag, but I have to defend the Bahag. That's what's classic in the Ramban. The Ramban many times, even though he doesn't agree, like on the Milchamos Hashem, he fights the wars of Hashem, defending the Rif against the attacks of the Baal Amar, even though he says sometimes, I agree with you, Baal Amar, but you can't just like put the Rif out there high and dry by himself. You have to defend him. So here too, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban goes out of his way to try to defend the Bahag, even though he doesn't always agree with him. One of the more well-known examples is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban counts Anochi as a mitzvah, as the Rambam does. The Bahag does not. And the Ramban goes to great lengths to explain, how could you not count belief in God as a mitzvah? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's the most basic mitzvah. And the Bahag doesn't count it. So the Ramban says, because it would be minimizing it if you just count it as a mitzvah. That's the basis for all other mitzvos. The mitzvahs don't make sense if there's no mitzvah. So there has to be a mitzvah in order for there to be a mitzvah. So the Bahag didn't want to count it because that would be somewhat like minimizing it, like this is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. This is too basic to count as a mitzvah. But the Ramban says, but I don't feel that way. I agree, but let me just explain the Bahag. But in the beginning, the first point the Ramban makes regarding in the Shrushim. So the first two pages, he discusses and wonders, doesn't really come up with a maskana. He says, I find it very interesting that everybody agrees there are 613 mitzvos. He says, there are so many machlokos throughout Shas. Right? There's machlokos. Is this a chova? Is this a reshus? Do you have to do this? Do you not have to do this? Is this a din d'oraisa? Is this a drabanan? And the Gemara never asks, according to the Shita that says it's drabanan or reshus, so which mitzvah do they substitute into the 613? The Gemara never asked that question. So there's this one agadah at the end of Maseches Makos that says that there are 613 mitzvahs. Because Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Torah is Gematria 611. We heard 611 from Moshe, plus two straight from Hashem. 613 mitzvahs. See, the Ramban says, I find it remarkable that everybody agrees to this, though the Gemara never calculates. The Gemara never goes through the shitas of, oh, you say it's Rabbanan, so what do you add in? And what do the Rishonim do? He says, the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Bahag, the Smag, everybody agrees that there are 613. But I don't know why everybody agrees to this. That's what he says. Chara'isi, Midrashim, Asmachlos, Heim Tema Be'inai. I find it very unusual. What is this important for us right now? So he says, in his discussion of quoting different shitas, that this is, it could be Darais, it could be Darabanan, along the way he says, whenever the Gemara wants to quote a source for a Daraisa, it says Minohanimili or Minolan. Whenever it says Mikra, it's a Dindurabanan. Mikra is like a remes. What's the Asmachta, Mikra? And he says most of the time you find Mikra as Amoraim giving hints for Shitas of the Tanoim. That's what he says here. Menei Hispashas Achesban Azeh Hashem Ubechol Makom Shneimar Shu Maser Biyadam Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu V'Yem Kol Ze Einam Nimnoam Mimachlokosayim B'Mitzvah Mena Mitzvos. And then he says V'Chein Rav Hamnuna She Matzalo Smach Mikra Eino Ela Asmachta V'Remez Ba'Alma V'Harbei Psukim Milvad Ze Kasuv Ben Torah V'Einam Bon V'Cheshben Osios. Many times you have psukim that aren't counted. The inyan kazeh b'kama makomos b'talmud. No more aklal asmachtos b'inyanim she'im yidivrei sofrim u'lashona mashaga b'remazim huzeh maikra. V'alikarim, anikarim, meaning dinim daraisa, omrim she'ne'emar o'minolon o'minohanimili. Use a lashon like that. V'lo timsa, you'll never find she'yomer bal ha'meimra atzmo, ma'ikra, avochacham acher, acharav, masmich hadavar likra. Right, ma'ikra is always a later rabbi who is thinking about an earlier generation rabbi saying, what was the pasuk that he saw this hinted into? Not the same person talking, what's the source for this dinda araisa? So that's the Ramban here in the beginning of the Shrushim in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So, based on that, so our Gemara is a little difficult, because this isn't in Daraisa, and the Gemara says Mikra. So, that's a little challenging, no answer, but so one of the Achronim may have that Ha'ara on that Ramban, try to get in that Ramban, but it's a Ramban to remember. In terms of Mikra versus Minohanimili, but here the Gemara asks Mikra, how do I know that the Bas Kohen does not return to Chazei V'Shok? She just returns to Truma, so you know it from these five suggestions. And it's a Din D'Oraisa. Unless you say, what would the Ramban say here? Maybe it's Torah Shebal Peh, and the Pasuk is just it's a Din D'Oraisa, but not based on the Pasuk. Really, it's Mesorah. It's a Din D'Oraisa. And then we were masmich it in the Psukim, but it doesn't really mean that the Pasuk is what is the Megala, what is the Makar for that Din. That's how you have to fit in the Ramban. Whenever Asmachta comes up, it's been a while, so I'll mention it, now, the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. Just keep in mind that Makar, where the Ritva talks about Malchias Acharnis and Shofros. Rov Rishonim assume that blowing Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah daraisa. Davening, in the context of Shofar, what we call Tikios Al Seder HaBrachos, that added Malchias Acharnis and Shofros, so that's Drabanan. Tefillah is Drabanan. So Malchias Acharnis and Shofros is Drabanan. Even if you want to say davening in general is daraisa, it's not extra, it's not super davening. But there's a Rashi. Rashi sounds like he holds that it's a din daraisa. Din daraisa. Malchias Acharnis and Shofros. And that's where the Ritva goes to town. The Ritva says, Chas V'Shalom. It's an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta. But let me tell you what an Asmachta is. Don't think Asmachta just means, oh, the Torah didn't really mean it. We found an arbitrary hint. No. Asmachta means it's a Din Rabbanan, yes. But Hashem left it open for the rabbis to find these hints in the Torah. And Hashem expected them and hoped and was waiting for them to find these Asmachtas. That's what the Asmachta means. And that's what it means. V'hata kamar, because what's the Ritva bothered by? The language of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin is Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefane Malchias Achronos V'Shofros. Hashem says, that sounds pretty Daraisa-ish. So how can you say it's only Darabanan? According to Rov Rishonim, it says Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ritva says, no, Hashem could be saying Kaviyachol to himself. I hope the rabbis figure this one out. Right, but even though it's a derabanan, mishum da'avagav de psukim malchias achronos v'shofros einam min haTorah ela midrabanan mikol makom mimasha amra Torah zichron shrua yesh lilmod sheraui lahazkir psukei shrua psukei zichronos. Realize that, and then he generalizes it. You should know. Kol mashi yesh lo asmachtu min haPasuk heyir hakadosh baruch hu sheraui lasos kein. Hashem deems it appropriate. Ela shelo kavu chova. He just didn't obligate it. Umasru lechachamim, and he gave it over to the rabbis to obligate. V'zeh davar barur ve'emes, and this is clear. V'lo kedivrei hamafarshim sha'asmachto shu kederach simin shenasru chachamim. Don't say it's like those who suggest that. Oh, it's not a nice little hint, but it's really meaningless. V'lo shekavanas haTorah lakach. Chas v'shalom yishtaka hadavar v'lo yomar. He's very emotional about this. Shezu derech minus. He says, no, it's heretical to say that. He says, this is what Hashem meant. Timsach hachamim nosdim b'chomakom raya o zecher o asmachta levremen ha-Torah. Klomar she'ina mechadshim davar mi-libam. V'chol zohar she'bal peh remuza v'tar she'bechsav she'i tamima. V'chas v'shalom she'i chazir ha-klom. So the Ritva is very emphatic about that idea about asmachta. Okay, but that's in terms of mikra versus menon emili, asmachtas. Let's get back to our Gemara. So that's source number one. Next, source number two. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua, milechem v'lo kol lechem. She eats from the bread of her father, milechem aviha. So we say from, but not all. Mem is always exclusionary. And not all, prat l'chazeh v'shok. Right, excluding the chazeh and the shok she does not eat. Maskav l'amim rami bar chama. So fine, I know the mem is coming to exclude, but how do I know that it's coming to exclude chazeh v'shok? Eima prat l'hafaras nadarim. Maybe it's excluding the rights that the father has to be mefer to nullify her nadarim. That's another halacha that a father has in the daughter. So maybe that's what's being excluded here, not the chazeh and the shok. She goes back to her state, but not totally. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, Kfar Paska, Tanit Vera Bishmal. We already know that from a different Pasuk. So therefore, it can't be what this Pasuk is teaching me. Which Pasuk do we know that from? The Tanit Vera Bishmal. The Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel said as follows. The neder, Almana Ugrusha, Yakum Aleha. The neder that she takes when she's a widow or a divorcee, that stands. Who can get rid of it? She doesn't have a husband, she doesn't have a father. So Mata Malomer, what's the Chiddush of that Pasuk? Vahala Motza Michlal Avu Motza Michlal Baal. She's not married, and she's out of her father's house. So what's the chiddush of that pasuk saying that, her nedarim stand? Okay, of course her nedarim stand. So Ella, the chiddush is in the following case. Harei shemasar ha'av l'shluchei habal. O shemasar shluchei av l'shluchei habal. Cases that we're going to talk about a lot in Ksubis, right? Masru shluchei av l'shluchei habal. The daughter was already given over to the shlichim, the shlichei kabbalah of the baal. So at that point, she didn't get to the Baal yet, but she was given over. So Vinis Armula Onis Garsha Baderech, and then the husband divorces her or dies. Right? If the husband does not divorce her or die, we'll talk about that in a second. But what if her husband divorces her or die? So then what state, what do we say now? Heich ani kareba, beis avia shalzu or beis baala shalzu. She's in limbo. She was on her way to her husband's house, but then her husband died or divorced her, but she's already out of her father's house. But she was never fully in her husband's house. So could she go back to her father? Elalomar lecha, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Kivan sheyatsa sha'achas meyushu sa'av, shumeinu yochel lahafer. If she leaves her father's house for a second, she was in the shluchei, she went into the shluchei habal's rishus, so that's kind of a quasi-marriage. So therefore, he cannot be made for it anymore. There is a machlokas rishonim. What if the husband didn't divorce her? Didn't die. That's a machlokas between the Tur and the Ran. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, whether he could be made for. If you look in Hilchos Nedarim, the Tur quote in Simon Reish La Medalin. The Tur says, Masra ha'av o shluchav l'shluchei habal, yatasa me rishus ha'av. She has left the rishus ha'av. Could the husband now be made for? Because now his shlichim have it? Machlokes. The Torah says, no. The Torah says there's a state of limbo. Mihu, ein abal mefer lachi tkanis l'chuppah. There's a time in between when the husband has no rights and the father no longer has rights and the husband doesn't have rights either. That's what the Torah says. No case of amanu or grusha. A regular case. Says the Beis Yosef, if you look in the Ran argues. The Ran says no. This is once the shluchei holacha of the father give her over to the shluchei kabbalah of the husband, that's a semi-chuppah. That's a semi-kabbalah. That's a kabbalah. And therefore, he says, Eni yodemi nayin lo, asks the Beis Yosef, Ve'hecha de masra av o shlucha of the shluchei abal, hare kfar nechonas ala reshuso, u'mefir lo. Machlokes about a din d'oraisa. V'chei nira midivrei haran. He says, I don't know why the Beis Yosef says this. He quotes where maybe he got it from. But that's the 2 days, Machlokes, the Tur and the Ran.
We're talking here about Erusin or Nesuin?
We're talking about, this is, let's say, after, I mean, Erusin on a d'oraisa level. Let's say Nesuin even. The question is, Nesuin, that this would function as a chuppah. Mesira, we'll have to talk about in Ksubis exactly how this works, but it sounds like Mesira l'shluchei haba'al is enough to be considered nechnas al chuppah. But that's the machlokas here between Tosfos and the Ran. Our Gemara is talking about what happens if she got divorced or widowed during this time. Can't she go back to her father's rishus? And that's what our Gemara says. She cannot, and that's what's being excluded in the case. Now, as far as Nedarim, there is a beautiful thought in Yonah Dioma related to the parashios that we're reading now. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in Nazir and Daf Chav Gimel. Nazir Chav Gimel, it says that when Rabbi Akiva, we know the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Matos that there's one limud that says v'chiper aleha, based on the father or the husband is allowed to get rid of the nedarim. What happens if they got rid of her neder, but she didn't know about it? She didn't know that they got rid of her neder, and that she made a neder, I'm not going to eat meat. And then the father hears about it, or the husband hears about it, and they were mefer. But she didn't know that they were mefer, and she ate meat. And she violated the neder. So in reality, there was no neder, and she didn't violate. But the Torah still uses the word, v'chiper. She needs kapara. And Chazal say, in Nazir Chav Gimel, Rashi quotes this al Torah also, if a person, this woman, who didn't even do an Aveira, she thought she was doing an Aveira, but she didn't do an Aveira, she needs kapara. Kal v'chomer, if we really do an Aveira, so, you know, that's for sure. And the Gemara says, when Rabbi Akiva used to read this drasha, he used to cry. He used to cry. Halavai, we should cry over any Gemara. That's another Musser. Ukshay Rabbi Kiva Magiyes al Pasek Azeh Hayaboche. Uma Mishin Eskavin La'alos Biyado Basar Chazir. Follow Biyado Basar Tleh. If someone who had Kavana to eat treif, but he really ate kosher, they need kapara. So surely, if somebody had Kavana to eat treif and they did eat treif, so surely they need kapara. Answer of Yosef Engel, quoting from the Sefer Beis Shmuel, Achron. Why Dafka did Rabbi Akiva cry? Out of all the Tanoim, Dafka Rabbi Akiva, okay, he was very emotional. But why did Dafka he cry? And remember, he was always the positive one. He was always the optimistic one throughout Shas, as we have mentioned. So why Dafka did Rabbi Akiva cry? So he quotes unbelievable. He quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh and from the Kisvei Ari, that the Asara Haruge Malchus are Keneged, the 10 Shvatim that sold Yosef. Sorry, Ruge Malchus. Binyamin was out. He wasn't there. So 10 Shvatim. Oh, what about Reuven? Okay, he threw him into the pit. But Reuven also. The 10 Shvatim, they had part in it. Shemachras Yosef. The Yosef Amar Lahem. What did Yosef tell them? In this week's Parsha, Atem Chashavtem Alay L'Ra'a Elokim Chashva L'Tova. You thought you were doing an Aveira, right? Because you sold me. But really, Hashem had it. It was all part of the divine plan. It was all to get me down here. The imkain cheta mechira havikim iskavin lebasar chazir va'ala biyada basar tleh. Right, the cheta mechira Yosef was similar to this type of case the Gemara is talking about. A case where they thought they were doing an aveira. They were kavana to do an aveira, but really, in essence, it wasn't because Hashem had a different plans. V'Rabbi Akiva mevor sham shahaya gilgul Shimon. Rabbi Akiva was, which of Asar Rege Malchus line up with which Shevet? So in these Kisvei Ari, they say Rabbi Akiva is Keneged Shimon. V'lakach hayu lo yisurin gedolam yoser mikulam. And that's why Rabbi Akiva had more yisurim than the other Asar Rege Malchus. Remember, that's what we read. We read why they said, you sold Yosef, nobody was punished yet for shoes. And the Yishmael Kohen Gadol goes up to Shemayim, Yachor Yapargod, it's like Zerah Milofanai, accept it. So Rabbi Akiva, they were being punished for Mechiras Yosef here, in some supernatural way. So Rabbi Akiva was getting these sure because he was connected to Shimon. Lefisha Shimon, Nechmas, Bovi, Akor, remember Shimon and Levi were the ones that threw him into the pit, they were the ones. And that's why he separated Shimon Yosef separated him when they came down to Mitzrayim. Okay, and that's why Rabbi Akiva Dafka cried. Because he was the one that realized, you need a kapara even for such an Aveira. Rabbi Akiva Daika, Kshigia Lemikra Zeh Hayaboche, the Tzorach Lekabel Yisurin Gedolim Avarchet Mechiras Yosef, Ad Kandaito. That is a Gilyone Hashas for the ages. Nazir Daf Chav Gimel, telling us about Rabbi Akiva and Shimon and Hafaras Nedarim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, again, there's a lot more by Hafaras Nedarim, but we'll continue. If we have time at the end, we'll go through Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the beginning of Parshas Matos as well. But now let's continue. Says the Gemara of Safra Amar. Third suggestion. What is the source for a Bas Kohen when she goes back to her father's house and is able to eat Truma, she cannot eat Chazei V'Shok. Rav Safra Amar, Milechem avia tochel, lechem below basar. Okay, milechem avia. Lechem, not darshaning from the word mem, but from the word bread. Bread, she can eat the bread, truma, grain, and not meat. For if papa amar, milechem avia tochel, lechem hakanui la'aviha, prat lechazei v'shok, to mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Rapapa says she can eat from the lechem avia, lechem that is considered her father's. Truma is considered her father's. Unlike chazei v'shok, which is considered from Hashem. Look at Rashi, crucial lines in Rashi, last couple of skinny lines. Rashi says, Truma hiknuya lekoanim, she'eno shiyare shulchan melech. Truma is not called leftovers from God's table. It's not. Aval shiyare kachim, but karbanos harein kin masas me'es p'nei elokim, she'en shiyare shulchano. That's the Rashi explaining the Gemara. Truma is called more shel kohanim, unlike the karbanos. This doesn't work perfectly well. We mentioned yesterday, if you remember, one of the pshatim for the Rashi. Rashi said on yesterday's daf that tevel is awesome. Yishum the truma shabo. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, right, same in here in the Asen Daraisa, he writes, well, truma is, and Tosas asks, so why can't a kohen eat tevel? So we explain, well, truma is kind of like a karban before the hafrash is done. And just like a carbon, you can't eat before Srika. So to Truma, we call it that language of the Rambam, of Truma being Mikachi Shemayim. So it's not contradictory. Both Truma and Kachim could be Mikachi Shemayim, but Kachim is a little more Mikachi Shemayim than Truma is. There still could be different levels within Mishulchan Gavoha. So it's not so ser what we said yesterday, but it is interesting. Viter Rav Rava Amar number 5 Veschazeh Trufa Veshoka Truma Tochlu Atov Vanecho Vanasecha Itcha Bisman Sheitcha. Only Karbanos will only be eaten when they are with you. Once she left and now she's coming back, that is not considered with you. What do we need so many sources for? And Lamai Nafkamina between the sources, the Aruch HaNer says Nafkamina could be in terms of Malkus, because some of them are Losaseis and some of them are Aseis. The Rambam Paskins and Uchas Sanhedrin, she gets Malkus. If this woman eats from the Chazi Vashok, she would get Malkus. So again, that's totally on the Marmakos. Amar Avada Barava Tana Kishi Choseres the Besavia Choseres the Truma Bena Choseres the Chazi Vashok, as we just said. But now he adds Bishvil Bina. But if she's still eating Truma because of her Kohen son, Choseres Af Lachazi Vashok. Remember our case where she goes back to the state where she still has a Kohen child. So that's stronger. That's stronger. Says the Gemara, Azur of Mordechai, Amar L'Shmaisei Kameder of Ashi, Amar, Mehecha Kamis Rabia. From where do you learn that from? Mi Ubas? Mi Adifa Lamina? Is she greater than her? Meaning, isn't it unusual that the child can be greater than the parent? Right, is that even greater? The Gemara says, yes. Hasam Ksivi Miute, Hachalo Ksivi Miute. By one of them, there are exclusionary words. Like we just had, these five sources. So you have to limit it. By the other context, there is no exclusionary words. And therefore, even though it's somewhat ironic, it still works. Right? We find, we had one time earlier in the Masechta also, Yafa Koach Ben Mikoach Av. We find that a number of times in Halacha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Bas Kohen Shenitzes Liyisrael. So now we have the second half of the Mishnah. It was the opposite direction. A Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. And it continues, a Levi, a Kohen, all of the permutations. Tana Rabbanan, Vishavel Besaviha, Prat Lushomeres Yavam. If a Bas Kohen is married to a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael dies, then she could go back to eat Truma in her father's house. What if there's a brother? What if there's a Yisrael Yavam? So that prevents her from going back to her father's house and eating Truma. Right? She's not going back. It's not based on Via, because she's still connected to the Shomeres Yavam. Rashi here has a lashon the Achronim pick up on. Second wide line in Rashi. Prat l'Shomeres Yavam, she'eino choseres l'beis Via, deha agida be. She's tied to him. Achronim wonder. Rashi doesn't say, the Yavam doesn't passel. Rashi doesn't use that lashon of posel. Right? It's really agida gabe. She's tied to him in that case, and therefore she does not eat. She does not eat truma. The Minchas Chinuch has the suffik. Would she get malchus for eating truma? In this case, by Shomeres Yavam, does Shomeres Yavam consider her as if she is still married to a Yisrael, so she's a zara, or is this kind of like? Shouldn't, and it's based on an assay, but So Minchas Chinuch is not sure about that. How strong is this agidabe of Rashi? Kinureha, she goes back, like kinureha, like she used to be, pralamu baris, excluding if she is pregnant. This we had earlier also. If a bas kohen is married to a Yisrael, the Yisrael dies, but she is still pregnant, she cannot eat truma yet. Because, right, at first she's pregnant. So this is an ubar is posel, ve'eno machil, if you remember we had earlier. So now the Gemara says, v'halo dinu. So for the next 15 lines, we're going to have to keep our heads. The Gemara is going to compare two contexts. And we're going to go back and forth comparing the two contexts. What two contexts? There are two areas of halacha where children have an effect. Number one, what we're talking about, achilas truma. If a woman has a baby who's a kohen, so then she can still eat truma. If she has a baby who's a Yisrael, she can't eat truma. It works in both directions, as we've said. So that's one point. And what did our Mishnah say? If she dies, if her husband dies, then she can go back to a child from a previous marriage. That still has an effect. That Yisrael, that Kohen child. That's one area of halacha. But then the Gemara is going to compare this to another area of halacha. And that is Yibum. Let's say a woman is married to a man. And the woman, and she has a child with that man. And then her husband dies. Okay? There's no Yibum there. She has a child. Let's say she marries another man. And then that husband dies without, and they don't have children. And that husband has brothers. You know what? She's a chiyuv to do yibum. The child from the earlier marriage has no effect on the chiyuv of yibum with the second husband. Right? So the Gemara is about to compare, until the end of the perek, these two areas of halacha, going back and forth. Why should there be a difference? If a child from a previous marriage works for one, it should work for the other. And if you say it doesn't work here, it shouldn't work there. And if it does work here, it should work there. So that's what we're just going to do in the formulations of Kal Vachomers. But those are the two areas of halacha that we're comparing now. In terms of a child having an effect on her ability to eat truma, a child having an effect on the zika of yibum. Those are the two contexts. So here we go. So we just said that if she is mu'uberes, so that's strong enough to prevent her from eating truma. Right? If she's a bas kohen liyisrael, even an unborn child. So now we're going to talk about, well, how does that affect the zika liyibum context? Uma v'halodinu. Uma is a kal vachomer. The Kal Vachomer, Uma b'makom shelo asav vlad min harishon, kid vlad min hasheni, in a context where a child from the first husband does not have any effects for the child from the second husband, is not sort of vlad min hasheni, like in the Yibam case, right? A child from husband A doesn't affect husband B, she still has to do Yibam with husband B, lopotra min hayibam, it doesn't help to pater her, and yet there asa ubar kiyalud, but if she's pregnant, there is no Zika of Yibum, right? If she's pregnant from the second husband, there's no Zika of Yibum, that's good enough. So, makom, sha'asa v'lamin harishon k'v'lamin hasheni. So in our context of eating truma, where we say a child from the previous marriage has an effect on this one, l'poslim and ha'truma, eino dichanasa uber kiyalin. Why don't you say pregnancy is enough to be considered born? So the Gemara says, lo, you can't say that. Why? Ma li asa ubar kiyalud. You consider a ubar as born. L'inyin yibum. You consider that by yibum, an ubar is considered born. Meaning, if, in our case, her second husband dies and she's pregnant, there's no zika of yibum at that moment. Why do we consider that child as if he's born? Shari asa mesim kechayim. Because we consider mesim kechayim in the context of yibum. What does that mean, mesim kechayim? What if, third to last line of Rashi explains this. What if husband and wife are married? Wonderful, they have a child. The husband dies, and then the son dies. What do we say? We don't say all of a sudden there's a new Zika of Yibum. We say, what is a Zika of Yibum? No, we consider this son alive, even though the son died. So we say, Makom, so in that case, Naseh, again, Mali asa uber kiyol inyin yibam shari asa mesim kachayim by yibam. Naseh uber kiyol inyin truma shalo asa mesim kachayim. So you can't compare the two cases. So that is why you wouldn't have known it based on a kal vachomer. Therefore, tamalomar kinureha pratlu muberes. That's what you need a pasuk to tell me that if a bas kohen is pregnant from a Yisrael and the Yisrael dies, she still cannot eat truma, it's not going, she's not kinureha, she's not as she was, period. The itzrach lemitzra lemichtav kinureha lemute mu'beres, the itzrach lemitzra vizera ein lo. You need two psukim by truma to tell me no children, right? Only if she has no children and she's like she was, that's when she can eat truma. Again, if she is a bas kohen li Yisrael. What do you need both for? As follows. Because of Rachmana Vezera Einla, if you only have the pasuk that if she has no child, then she can eat truma again. So I would have thought, Meikara chad gufa, vahashta tre gufe. I would have thought the only problem is if she has a child. Right, if she has an actual child, now she has zera yeshla, so she can't eat. But if she's only pregnant, maybe she could go back to eat truma. There's no separate independent child that has been born, so it's not a violation of zera einla. Right, she is zera einla. So tzricha, that's why you need the other pasuk of kin ureha, which means exactly as she was, and being pregnant is not as she was. And the opposite, v'ikasa rachmana, and if the pasuk only says mu'uberes, meaning the pasuk excluding mu'uberes, meaning kinureha, then maybe I would have said the opposite. You know why? Only when she's pregnant is she excluded. Why? D'meikara gufa srika, v'yashta gufa malya. She went out in empty body, and now she's a full body. Right? And that's why she cannot go back to her father's truma. Aval zera einla. But, by a case of zera einla, de meikara gufa srika, vasha gufa srika, but in the cases where she's not pregnant, so amazing havamina aim alone, maybe there wouldn't be a problem, and she would be able, so pregnant would be worse. Ktsricha, that's why you need both psukim. There is a machlokas rishonim, between here, the Tur, the Balamar, and others. What happens if she is a bas kohen le kohen? And then she's pregnant. So we discussed this earlier also in the Masechta as well, but the Rishonim here have that machlokas. Do you see a bas kohen le kohen and she is mu'beres, can she go eat choseres le truma of her father, or does mu'beres ruin it? Right, we discussed this, whether an ubar b'mei isha zarahu, but we said that's only the zara of the Yisrael. Maybe it's considered a zara. But a bas kohen le kohen, and the kohen dies, mu'beres there, so machlokas Rishonim exactly what the halacha is in that case. Okay, but we continue. Simin, Amar le lonase maseh, b'misa lonase, lonase v'lad, b'vlad, yavam v'truma yibam v'truma simin. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says we should always read those, so we did. So Amar le reviewed me discard to the Ravas. As I said earlier, we're going to go back to comparing the two contexts. Of the truma context, of the yibam context. Each one where a child has an effect. So the Gemara says, lonase mesim kechayim l'inyin yibam mikal v'chomer. We said regarding yibam, we treat mesim like chayim. Meaning, even if the child dies after the husband dies, we say as if the child's still alive, there's no Zika of Yibam that comes up later. So we shouldn't say that. Mikal v'chomer. Uma b'malkam sha'asav la min arisha kavam min hasheni. In the context of truma, we say an earlier child has an effect. L'posla min ha'truma, to disallow her, the Yisrael child, lo asa mesim kechayim. And in that context, we don't consider mesim kechayim. Meaning, if there's no child, then she could go back to her father's house. We don't consider mesim kechayim. Makam shaloas avla min arisha kava min hasheni. Lepocha min hayibam. So in a case where the child from a other marriage doesn't have an effect, like yibam, eino din shalo nasa mesim kechayim. So we should say, ask the Gemara, that if a husband dies while they had a child, so there's no zika, and then later on the child dies, there should be a zika of yibam right then. Right, why don't we say that? Answers the Gemara, as we said earlier in the Masechta a few times, Tamad Lomer, Durachad, Darchi Noam, V'chol Nisivo Se'ar Shalom. You can't say that there's no Zika when the husband dies, and a month later, 5 years later, there's going to be a Zika. Why? Why? Machlokas. Rashi says, because what? You're going to make her do Chalitza now? Her husband is going to be so disgusted with her. She's a Chalutza. So you can't. It'll cause terrible shalom bias. That's Rashi. The Ritva is a little stronger. The Ritva says, no, she's going to have to get divorced in order to do chalitza. Meaning, machlokas rishonim, can an ishes ish do chalitza? Rashi sounds like there's no problem. She could stay married, she could do chalitza, but, you know, it's going to cause marital strife. The Ritva says, no, she's going to have to get divorced in order to do chalitza. And that's the Rachel Dachinoam. She's married, she's married. So, different discussion in the Rishonim for that. Again, Darchi Noam, we mentioned a lot. Just to mention one source that I just found yesterday, and that to add on to all the other Darchi Noams. The Chacham Tzvi writes in the Tshuva, Simen Mem Vav, he says when a woman has a kesem, and she looks at the kesem, and she sees it's a tahora kesem, a stain, she does not have to wait till it dries in order to then look at it, and maybe it's going to change. If right away it looks good, she can throw it out. Throw it out and don't look at it again. There is a chumra of the Bach, which we don't paskin like. The Bach says you always have to wait till it dries. But the other poskim say, why? Why? Right now it's good. You want to wait to try to look at it in the middle of it get better, fine. But if it's good right now, that's it. We're not going to say, oh, it changed colors 2 days later, so now Mimela, she was really Anita, and therefore, no. Chacham Tzvi. Okay, weiter. Vina says, so once we said, you say Mesim Michayim by Yibum, so I was saying, okay, why don't you say it the other way? Vina says, Mesim Kechayim Linyan Truma Mikavachomer. So why don't we say, even if a child died in the eating Truma context, why don't you say it's as if the child is still alive from a kalvachomer? Uma b'makam shalo asav lamin arisha chavam anasheni. In a case where a child from a previous marriage, yibum, lepochim in a yibum, asam esim gechayim, in the context of yibum, you still consider the child as if the child is still alive. Because of the Rechad Achinoam, Makom Shasav Lamina Risha Kivlamina Shani, Silapos Lamina Truma, so in the context of Truma, where a child from another marriage is significant, Eino Dichinasa Mesim Gechayim. So surely here also, the child should be significant, and she should not go back to eating her father's Truma, even if her child from a Kohen or from Israel dies. So answer Tamalam Ravizera Ainla, Vaha Ainla, no. This is special din. No children. She has no children. So what? If once the child dies. Period. That's it. Said the Gemara Vanasa Vlamina Rishon Kid Vlamina. So now we finished the Mesim Kechayim factor. Now we're going to get into the other factor, comparing these contexts. Vinasa Vlamina Rishon Kid Vlamina Shani Linyan Yiba Mikal Vachomer. So why don't we say, in the case where the woman marries husband one and has a child, then marries husband two and does not have a child. So maybe we should say there's no Yibam there. Why? Because of the previous child. Uma b'makom shalo asa mesim kechayim linyan truma. In the truma context, where you don't treat a child who died already like it's still alive. Asav lamin arishon kevlamin asheni. But a child from a previous marriage does have significance. Makom shalasa mesim kechayim linyan yibum. So by yibum, where you treat it kechayim because of derachad achinoam, ein odin shenasav lamin arishon kevlamin asheni. So you should say, for surely their previous trial should have an effect. Tamalomar, uben ein lo. Faha ein lo. No. There's a mitzvah of Yibam if there's no child. And right now, there's no child. Period. Last one. Velo nasev lamin arishon kevlamin hasheni l'truma mikal v'chomer. So once you proved it by Yibam, so throw it back to Truma that it shouldn't work. As follows. Uma b'makam sha'asa mesim kechayim l'poshim en ha'yibam. In the context of Yibam, where you treat Mesim Kechayim, lo asav lamin arishon kevlamin hasheni, but the child from a previous marriage has no significance. Makom shelo asav Mesim Kechayim linyan Truma. So by Truma, where we don't treat a dead child like a live one, and then shelo asav lamin arishon kevlamin hasheni, surely a child from a previous marriage should not have an effect. Tama lomar, ein la, v'ha yesh la, l'maisa, she has a child, and therefore she does not go back to her father's house. Okay, Adelach Yesh Mutaros, and now we start the rest of the Masechta. Haisha, this is called Haisha Rabbah, this parak. It says Haisha Shehalach. Why is it called Haisha Shehalach? Because if you look in the 15th parak on Daf Kuf Yudal Mabes also starts off Haisha Shehalcha. So it's the same words in the beginning. So this is called Haisha Rabbah, and that's called, the 15th parak is called Haisha Shalom, and then the 16th parak is called Haisha Basra. There are three Haishas in the end of the Yavamis, so that's why we give them all different names. This parak and the 16th parak all start off the same Haisha Shehalach, so therefore we differentiate them by calling them Haisha Rabbah, you see on top, and Haisha Basra. So what's the case here? Woman wants to get remarried. The Shaila is, her husband disappeared. She has no idea what happened to him. Is he dead? Is he not dead? This is called Eidus Isha. The Eidus for a woman to be able to get remarried. So let's at least start the Mishnah. And then there's a ton to talk about, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days. So, Ha'isha Shalach by Lamdina Sayam. A woman who goes, her husband goes to, out to sea. Ubo va'amru la mezbaylech. And then the report comes back, her husband died. We will see in the Gemara, what this means is that there's an Eid Echad. Eid Echad came back, one witness, her husband died. And usually an Eid Echad doesn't have such significance. But here, as we will see, along with other factors, it could team up and have significance. We'll have to talk about what those other factors are. Vinisei says she gets remarried, based on those words. V'yakak ba'bayla, and then Rachman al-Islan, her husband walks in. So now what? Teitzei mizeh, she has to get divorced from both husbands. The first one, because she's considered an Eishazishazinsa. It was Ones. We'll see, it wasn't so onesh. She should have checked it out more. Right? It wasn't two witnesses, so she has to get divorced from both. V'tzricha get mizeh mizeh. She needs a get from the first husband, midaraisa. The second husband she really wasn't married to. but she had been married to the first husband. So Mita Rabbanan she needs to get, we'll see. The Ein La Ksuba, she does not get a Ksuba, the Ritva says, we consider her Ka'over Al Das. It's a tragic case, but as we'll see, she should have done more research. Velo Peros Velo Mazonos, she doesn't get any of these Tanai Ksuba, because she doesn't have a Ksuba. Velo Bilaos, she doesn't get the difference of the worn-out clothing that she brought into the marriage. Lo Alzeh Velo Alzeh, from either husband. The imnatzla mizeo mizeh taxer, and if she took it, she has to return it. The havlad mamzer mizeo mizeh. What does that mean? From the first husband, the second husband, the vlad is a mamzer daraisa. Right? That was a boy born out of wedlock. What about from the first? That's not a real mamzer. Because she was married to the first husband. So that's a mamzer midrabanan, as we will see. What's the case? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says, what if she lived with the first husband again? After he came back. Or Tosfos says, what if after her first husband gave her a get, she then lived with the second husband. Both of those cases, all of those are called mamzer derabanans, as we'll see. Velo zev zeh metamei la, and the husband is not metamei for either of them if they die. Velo zev zeh zakaim lo b'metziyasa velo b'masiyah devlo b'afarasa dareha. And also the husband doesn't have rights. Again, because the marriage has broken down. He does not zoche in her metziyah, ma'asiyah daim, her earnings, or hafarasa dareha. Haisa bas Yisrael, nifsala min a kahuna. She doesn't need truma anymore. Ubas levi min a meiser. Ubas koi min a truma. She's nifselas. Vein yarshin shalzeh, v'yarshin shalzeh, yarshin ksubasa. We'll see in the Gemara that means her male children of a previous marriage was called ksubas ban in dichrin. That's a tnai ksuba that does not apply. Ve'im meisu. And if one of these husbands die, achiv shalzeh, v'achiv shalzeh, chosev lo miyabin. They do chalitza and na'iba. Fine. That's all the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, a couple of Tanam argue on some details. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ksubasal Nichsei Baila Harishon. Rabbi Yossi says she does get Ksuba. She argues on that, the Ksuba is paid by the first husband. He argues on that detail. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Harishon Zakai Ben Mitziyasa Ba Maisi Adeba Farsa Dareha. No, the husband, first husband, doesn't lose rights in these Zechuyos, Tanoi Ksuba. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bi Asa O Chalitzasa Me Achav Shorishon Poteres Sarasa. Rib Shimon argues on the Yibam line, right? The first Tanakhama said, Chalitza must be done. And here Rib Shimon says, Bia, meaning Yibam, or Chalitza, from the brother of the first one, paters the Tzaris, meaning it is a significant Yibam, and there is no Mamzeris. We'll have to talk about what that means. Now, Ve'imnise Shalo Bershus, next part of the Mishnah, what if she married Shalo Bershus? As we'll see, that means Shalo Bershus Bezdin. When would she be able to get married without Rishus Bezdin? If it was two witnesses that came. If two witnesses came, that's called Birur. Two witnesses said your husband died. She doesn't have to go to court for that. So if it mitzvah shelo birshus, muteres lachser lo. Then it's not her fault. That's a total onus that she could go back to her first husband. Because that's not called Eishes Eishes Insa. Nisseis al pi Bezdin. But if it was al pi Bezdin, like in Eid Echad, like the Gemara is going to say the first case is talking about, Tetzei puturim in a karban. She has to go out, but she still doesn't have to bring a karban. In that case, we'll have to see why. Miman of Shach, if she has to go out, why does she have to bring a karban? Lo nisseis al pi Bezdin, if she didn't get married al pi Bezdin, because it was two witnesses, teitzei she has to go out for chayeves be karban. And she is chayeves in a karban. Again, we'll have to talk about in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, what type of karban we're talking about. The karban, if she had her own mistake, she has to bring a karban. If it was Bezdin's mistake, she does not have to bring a karban. That's why if it was following Bezdin, based on the Eid Echad, she does not have to bring a karban. Yafe koach Bezdin, shopateres min a karban. Horuhu Bezdin li nasei. What happens if Bezdin allowed her to get married, and then instead of getting married, v'holcha v'kilkala, she was mezaneh, chayeves be karban. Shlo hitirua ela li nasei. Right, they only allowed her to get married, not to be mezanis. Then there wouldn't be a tour of a karban. So we'll have to get into again tomorrow, by the Shem, Eid Echad, two witnesses, the issues of Ha'isha Rabba, and a couple of other issues relating to the Mishnah. And then we'll get into Eid Echad and heavy meat discussed here in Eidus Isha. Okay, we'll stop here.